Any other games you would play when you were coming up?
Huh?
Any other games you would play when you were coming up? Like with other kids around the neighborhood? Run around after each other at night or anything like that?
No, we never done that I know of.
Who's that?
Run around with knives.
At night?
At night.
Who, me?
Yeah. Play hide and seek?
No, I got too much work to do. When I get home, if it's time to go to bed, eat supper and go to bed and take care of the rest of them kids they had around here with the old lady. That's why that I raised my children like they are. There's too many poor children today, they have nobody to tell them when to stop or when to go and all that kind of stuff. They do as they please, they take the road and there's nobody to look after them. Daddy's not home, mom is working somewhere, the kids running the streets with the neighbors, God knows where they at. Huh? We wasn't raised like that. I was home with my wife to see that those children listened to her when she said stop. They had to stop. I didn't have to beat my children. None of them. I was home at every meal and I was home at night, every night. My job was right here and I walked in 5 minutes.
We
have
a
son that
there
was
two
or
company, you know
that place over? Yeah. That's my baby boy. No, I'm telling you that
you know what?
You
saw him over?
No, ma'am. Not
ma'am. Well, that's the main thing, that if we have more of that in this world, we'd have a better world today.
What about those things, the playground equipment that you would see kids use? Do you have any of that?
Any what?
Playground equipment,
like what kids would use. They didn't have nothing like that.
Do you have anything like that?
Huh?
Playground stuff like that. One kid
would
get on one end of one thing and they'd get start going up and down on it.
Did
you ever see that?
Well, sometimes they put a board back there on a barrel or something like that and see-saw, you know what I mean, a little bit. That's naturally. Yeah, big place down next door, they didn't have anything that but a house in the front. That they had a big playground back there, them boys. You go back there, they play ball, they play all kinds of games back there, them boys. All around the neighborhood, all our kids around in here, you had about a dozen or so boys, girls. They go out there and play all kind of ball game back there, you know. That big yard back there. There's no nothing in there but open play. No business at all. That was their playground back there, back in this overhaul.
Hide and seek at night.
The kids would go out there and play hide and seek, you know, and that's not all night, but I mean they play hide and seek, you know, kind of game like that.
But you had too many chores to do when you were coming up the mountain. Did you go in the water any? In the water? Did you go in the water any around here?
In the water?
Yeah.
How were you?
Yeah. Could you go in the water? Were there places where you could swim?
Oh, at the river.
Yeah, they played there.
They
swim.
Got a big river down there.
They go down to the edge of the river there, but my children, when they want to swim, I didn't let them swim in that deep water here. Because one of them got drowned, two of them got drowned right there, a boy and a girl, right there at the bottom. And they wanted to go swimming. I had a little boat, you know. Take my wife and all of them, from the baby one to the biggest one. And I took a skiff with me, a lifeboat, you know, a pirogue, something, you know, that you could, the thing happened that you could get in and let the boat sink. And we go to the lake over here, or go to the lake over here, this place here, where the old lake end is up here. I'd bring them over there, and I'd anchor my little boat in the water about that deep, and everybody get overboard.